You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. For a little bit of news and information you can use, I am Matt Fidler. So this is hardly news, but we are still having poor air quality because of the fires burning all over the state. Most of the evacuation warnings have been lifted, but the fact remains that most forest fires deep in the woods are very hard to control without rain. And in fact, most of the time, maybe they shouldn't be controlled. I've said this before, but our forests require fire to be healthy. It's been this way for tens of thousands of years. It may seem counterintuitive, but one of the reasons why fires are getting so bad is that we've been too good at suppressing fires over the last 100 years. So now all that burnable material has built up. And when it does catch fire from, say, a lightning event or an accident from a human, those fires get more severe because there's more fuel adding to them. So I guess my point is that we need to get used to smoke in the air during non-fire season when we put fire on the ground so that fire can do the work to prevent catastrophic fires in the late summer and early fall. And when we have fires that aren't threatening communities, in most cases it's probably better just to let it burn. The forest will recover after those fires, and as long as we decide to fund maintenance programs of those forests afterwards, at the community, state, and federal level, we should be able to avoid catastrophic fires in that area in the future. We just need to start prioritizing maintenance, not just firefighting. It's like they say, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And speaking of maintaining the beautiful nature of the North State all around us, on this last Saturday and Sunday, nearly 600 volunteers joined the Butte Environmental Council and the City of Chico to work together over a common goal of healthy Chico creeks and parks. Volunteers dispersed through 20 miles of local waterways and greenways to remove a record amount of trash and recyclable materials. They look forward to sharing the final results and data when the verdict is in from the Neal Road landfill, but they can share with you now that this is the largest cleanup effort Butte Environmental Council has ever hosted in 45 years. So they want to give a very heartfelt thank you to everyone who attended and worked hard to positively protect our shared environment. They appreciate all the volunteers following safety guidelines that made this event possible in a challenging year. For KZFR 90.1 FM, I'm Matt Fidler, reporting from Chico.